Today's Daf HaShavu Shir in Yerushalmi Brachas is dedicated to the memory of Dora Bas Yisrael Silver, Olea Shalom. It begins in the Oz V'Hadar edition on Daf Samach Tes Amid Beis at the Mishnah at the bottom of the Amid, Halacha Zayin. In the Vilner edition, it is on Daf Nun Amid Aleph. Let us begin with a brief Hagdama and remind ourselves of the Mishnah that we learned before on Daf Samach Vav Amid Beis, where the Mishnah stated, Birich ala pas poter saparperis, birich ala parperis, loy poter sapas. The Mishnah taught us the rule of ikar and tuffel. In the middle of a meal, if a person is eating bread and he's also eating with it an appetizer, we say, of course, that the main part of the meal that he is being satiated from is the bread. That's the ikar, that's the main part of the meal. The parperis is only a tuffel. It's secondary in importance, and therefore the bracha on the pas can free him from the bracha on the parperes. But the opposite way, if he's going to make a bracha on the parperes, that will not free him from the ikur, which is the bread. Now, normally, we always think that bread and anything else, bread will always be the ikur. That's the main thing from which a person receives his nourishment. Our Mishnah here tells us that there's a case where bread is not the ikar, where bread is the tuffel, and the bracha will be made, whether we're speaking about a bracha rishona or a bracha achrona, it'll be made on the other ikar, and the bread will be a tuffel to that ikar. Begins the Mishnah. Tav samach tasamid beis, four lines from the bottom. Heviu loy meliach betchila. And the Gemara is going to learn that betchila means before the meal actually begins. They bring him a salted item, which we'll see in the Charedim means dag maluach, a salted piece of fish, upas imoy, and bread with it. And as we're going to see here in the Yerushalmi, the minig at the time of the Mishnah was that before the meal they would bring a very salty appetizer, and that would give them desire to eat the main course. So in that situation, the bread is a tuffel to the salted piece of fish, as we'll see further in the Charedim. So what is the halacha? Mevorech ala maliach upoiter esapas. Again, havi loy maliach betchil upas imoy, and with the maliach they brought the bread with the salted piece of fish. So then the bread is the tuffel, and he makes a bracha on the salted piece of fish. Upoiter es hapas, he does not make a bracha on the pas. Why? Shapas tveloy. In this situation, the pas is tuffel to the maliach. Zeh haklal, this is the rule. Kol shu ikar v'imoy tvela, whatever is the main part of a meal, and with it is a secondary part of the meal, mevorech al ikar. He makes a bracha on the main part of the meal. Upoiter es hatvela. So in the Mishnah Daf Samach Vav Amud Beis during the meal itself, so there the pas was the ikur and that freed the parperis. Here, where it is being brought before the main part of the meal, so there it's speaking about that the maliach is the ikur and the pas is the tuffel, and therefore he makes a brach on the maliach and he patters the tuffel. Now, the Charedim is going to mention the Bavli in Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. So let us take a look there for a moment at how Rashi and Tosfos and the Bavli learn our Mishnah. The Gemara immediately asks in the Bavli, Umi kamidi davi maliach ikur pas tvela. Is there such a thing? Is there a case where the maliach is the main thing and the pas is secondary to the salted item? Amrav acha berei derav avira. Amrav ashi ba'oichle peris genuser. When they're eating the fruits, Rashi says genuser is the peris of the land around Yama Kinneret. So when they're eating the fruits of the land around Yama Kinneret, which are called Peres Genuser, and they are exceptionally very sweet, so in that case, you can only eat it if you salt the Peres Genuser. And in that case, those fruits are more chashuv, Rashi says, than bread. Peiros eretz yam kineret cheshuvim min hapas. So it would seem from Rashi that there is no fish here which is salted, but rather there's peiros genuser that is salted. They're so sweet that you have to put some salt on it. You cannot really eat it being so sweet, you have to put some salt on it. And if you, at that time, eat the bread with the salted Peres Genuser, the bread becomes a tuffle to the Peres Genuser, which are more choshev than the bread. However, Tosis learns differently. The top Tosis on the left-hand side, Divrei Maskil Ba'oichle Peres Genuser Shanu, Shamaliach Iker, the salted item is the main thing. And it seems he's learning like the Yerushalmi, that there, it's not that the Peres Genuser are the salted item, but there is a separate salted item, let us say the salted fish, that's the Iker. Why am I eating the salted fish? Shehu bo lahashiv halev shenechlash mipnei mesikus haperis. I'm eating this salted thing because it was so sweet, the Peres Genuser, that as a result, my heart became weak. Perhaps this is something like a diabetic. When he eats a lot of sugar, he feels weak. So the salt was consumed in order to take away the sweetness and the after effects of that sweet Peres Genuser. Now I have the salted fish to take away the effects of the Peres Genuser. V'apashal achrof tuffel. Now that I'm eating bread, because I have to eat the salted fish to take away the sweetness of the Peres Genuser, that bread is tuffel. V'einoi boil b'shula malich. It's only coming because of the malich. So learns Tosfos here on Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph. Now let us take a look at the Charedim. The Charedim wants to suggest that we have here a machloekes Bavli and Yerushalmi, and he wants to explain that the Rambam will go according to the sheet of Yerushalmi. Says the Charedim on the Mishnah, five lines in the left-hand column from the end of the Amid, Maliach, Pirish Baruch, Dag Maliach. As we explained in the Mishnah, this is a salted fish, because it's not as we learned a Mishnah in the Dorm. Hanoidermin a Maliach, if somebody says, I'm not going to eat this salted item, let's say for the next 30 days, Einoi Aser Ella B'dag Maliach. What does he refer to when he says the salted item? He means salted fish. Va pastvela, in this case, the bread is a tafel. She'einenu oichloi ima maliach. He's only eating it with the salted fish. Ella kedei shelo yazik koyach hamelech groinai. Because the salted fish should not damage his throat. Kach pirusha Rambam. That's how the Rambam explained it. Vatur saw some veloikasav. The tour just says that if you eat a salted fish with bread, the bread becomes a tuffle. He doesn't say why I'm eating the bread, that it shouldn't give a hezek. Miu, says the Charedim, I'm reading the Bavli, as we just learned in the Bavli, Daf Mem Dalet Amud Aleph, the Daf Geboich Leperes Genuser, Choshev HaPas Tuffle, Veloi Bishar Pas B'maliach, and not with other bread with an item that is salted. So in other words, according to the Bavli, either like Rashi, it's only Peres Genuser and bread. Peres Genuser is more kosher than bread. Or according to Tosfos, why am I eating the maliach, the salted fish, to take away the after effects of the very sweet Peres Genuser? And then I'm eating the bread to take away the salt of the fish, which, as the Rambam says, that itself could be mazik. The salt of the fish could be mazik his throat. So that's why I'm eating the bread. So now, the Rambam didn't say a word about Peres Genuser. V'nira, says the Charedim, the Samchu al Yerushalmi. Deloy hisker Peres Genuser. Look, come on, you'll see further on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph that Yerushalmi doesn't say a word about Peres Genuser. We don't find any mention of Peres Genuser in Yerushalmi, only in the Bavli. Ask the Charedim a question. Vitzorachian. If you have a machlokes Bavli and Yerushalmi, call up poiskim poiskim halachik Bavli shehu basra. The halach is like the Bavli, as we learned at the beginning of the Masechta. We gave Agdama that since the Bavli came after Yerushalmi, halachik basroi, the basroi, the later ones had a chance to see what the earlier ones did, and they were able to take the earlier halachas of the Yerushalmi and refine them, based on their learning for much longer than in the case of the Yerushalmi, many years later. So the halacha is like the Basaroi, like the later ones. But here the Rambam is paskening like the Yerushalmi against the Bavli. What does the Charedim mean to ask? Because according to the Rambam, where there's no mention of Paraskenuser, so if you're eating a salted fish with bread, the bread is always tuffel to the salted fish. Because you don't really have an appetite for the bread, you're only eating the bread, that the salted fish shouldn't affect you in a bad way, shouldn't affect your throat, as the Rambam states. However, according to the Bavli, both according to Rashi and according to Tosfos, it's only speaking about Peres Kenuser. According to Rashi, the Maliach is the Peres Kenuser itself. I'm putting salt on the Peres Kenuser to make it less sweet. And Peres Kenuser itself is a more chashiv food than even bread. So it comes out, if I have a salted fish and bread there, according to the Bavli, according to Rashi's interpretation, I would make a brach on the bread and not on the salted fish. Or according to Tosfos, it's only when I'm forced to eat the fish because I want to take away the after effects of the Peres Kenuser, that's when the bread is considered a tafel. But as we'll soon see in the Mishnah Berurah, for example, by herring, I want to eat herring and bread. I want to eat the bread also. It's just that I like the herring perhaps better at that moment than the bread. But I do want to eat the bread also. So there I would make a bracha on the bread and not on the herring. So it comes out that we have a machlokes Bavli Yerushalmi. According to Yerushalmi, whenever you eat bread and salted fish, you make a brach on the salted fish, like the pashtus of our Mishnah, that doesn't say a word about Peres Kenuser. However, according to the Bavli, it's only halacha by Peres Kenuser, either by Peres Kenuser itself or by a salted fish that I'm eating because I ate Peres Kenuser. Then if I eat bread with a salted fish, that's when the bread is tafel. But if it's not that case, if it's just the case of eating herring with bread, then of course the bread is the ikker. So the Bavli holds the bread is the ikker if I don't put Peres Kenuser into the equation, and according to Yerushalmi, no, even if there is no Peres Kenuser in the equation, salted fish is always an ikker over bread. If I'm eating it, as the Mishnah says, we're going to see this in Yerushalmi, betchila, if I'm eating it before the whole meal, so then my whole purpose is to eat the fish to prepare me for the meal, so there the bread is considered a tafel to the fish. So why didn't the Rambam mention Peres Kenuser? Why does the Rambam come out that a salted fish with bread, you make the bracha on salted fish? The answer is because, says the Charedim, that the Rambam was Saimach on the Yerushalmi, who doesn't mention Peres Kenuser. At Tzorech Iyun, he asks, because the Bavli doesn't learn like that. Why did the Rambam go with the Yerushalmi? We always go with the Bavli, according to the Bavli. In a regular case of salted fish and bread, you would make a brach on the bread and not on the salted fish. This is the Charedim's question. If we look in the Shulchan Aruch follows the sheet of the Rambam, and this is in Siman Reish Yud Beis Sif Aleph, where he discusses the dinim of Ikar and Tafel, says the Shulchan Aruch, Vafilu Pashu Chashiv Mikael, even though Pas is the most Chashiv food, Im Hu Tafel, if it is secondary, Kegoin Shaichel Dag Maliach, he's eating salted fish, Vaichel Pas Imoi Kidei Shalay Azikana Begroini, he says exactly what the Rambam says. I'm only eating the bread, not because I want to eat bread, but I don't want the salt to be mazik my throat. Then, in that case, Mevarech al adag u'poiter sapas kiven shu tafel. Then he makes a bracha on the fish, and that part is a pas because the pas is tafel. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Gimel, she'ochel dag maliach kegoin she'ochel davar masoik mikoidim. He ate something very sweet. The Mishnah Berurah sticks in the inyan of Peres Kenuser, something very sweet. So he's eating the fish to take away the sweetness. Now that he has to eat the salted item, now he's eating the bread. So then the bread is a tofel. Avol einoy toiv klal lechol pas. He really has no desire to eat the bread. Lachein avi apas tofel. That's the case of the mechaber where the pas is tofel. Masha Hankin speaks up to Mishabrura. Imu toiv lechol pas gamkein. He wants to eat bread. Afal pisha oichleim amaliach. Even if he eats it with something salted, ken nog. Like the minig that we have lechol dag maliach shikar and herring in pas. We eat herring with bread. So it's at that time when I'm eating the herring with the bread, I want to eat the bread. Ain't it fail or love? Then the bread is not tuffle to the herring. I fill him tov lamlich yaiser. Even if he has a bigger geschmack, he enjoys the herring more than the bread at that moment. But since he's eating the bread also to satisfy himself, the bread is always considered the ikker. Vitzarch levarchal ha-maitzu pater samaliach. Then he makes a brach ha-maitz and he paters the salted thing. So the Mishnah Berurah realizes that you are going to jump on him and ask Eikasha, where does the Mishnah Berurah see in the Mechaber anything about eating something sweet? And he asked this question on himself in the Shar at Sea in Sifkat and Tes. I said the case is where he ate something sweet first, which started a chain reaction, sweet, then the salted fish, I don't want it to damage my throat, and then the bread. Maybe it's speaking about, there's no Paris Ganosa, there's nothing sweet before. He just wants to eat some salted fish. That's the lashon of the mechaber. That's the pashup shot of the mechaber, and that's how the Taz and El Yerabah understood it. No, he says, since I found many achroinim, the Bach and the Marshal and the different Chamudos, etc., etc., the Rav in the Mishnayis, that they are mentioning Dafke Boyfenze, Shoya Muchrach Lachal Amalich Mimnei Chulshas Liboy Mea Mesikus, like Tosfos said, that he wasn't feeling well because he ate something so sweet like the Paris Ganoiser. So now to counteract that, he has to eat something salty. That's forcing me now to eat the bread, that it shouldn't be mazik. But if I don't have that force to eat the bread, then, in a regular case, I'm eating like the herring case, then avad I make a bracha on the bread. Lochein choshev amaliach leikur in the case of Paris Ganoiser af neged apas. Ha ba'almo loyamrinan amaliach yeh ikur neged apas. So that's why I had to say this proud. So the Haredim had a problem. How come the Rambam paskin like the Yerushalmi against the Bavli? But the Haredim understood that the Rambam was going without Paris Ganoiser. And he was paskining that bread and Maliach, you would make a brocha on the Maliach. And that's the Pashup shot of the Mechaber. He doesn't mention anything about Paris Ganoiser. So the Haredim is saying it's a Machlokes Bava Yerushalmi. He wonders why the Rambam went like the Yerushalmi, that there could be Dag Maliach, that is an Iker against Pas. However, the Mishnah Berurah is trying to say that there's no Machlokes Bava Yerushalmi. According to the Mishnah Berurah, you could say the Bavli and the Yerushalmi all hold, like Tosfos was trying to say in the Bavli, that he ate Paris Ganoiser, and that started a chain reaction. But if you don't have a chain reaction of sweet, salt, and then bread, if you just want to eat bread and something salted, then the bread is the ikker. So the Mishnah Berurah says a pshat in the Mechaber, which is against the Pashtus. It comes out that the halach is just the opposite of what the Mechaber says. The Mechaber says, if I eat dag maliach and I eat bread with it, that it shouldn't be mazik me, mevorach ala dag upoiter sapas. And now you're telling me, no, really that's a wrong halacha. Really the halach is you make a bracha on the pas, and you don't make it on the dag. And this Mechaber is speaking about you ate something sweet first. That it's not written in the Mechaber. The Mechaber should have said that. In a case where you ate something sweet, then you have this halacha. So the Pashtus is like the Haredim, that the Mechaber goes with the sheet of the Rambam, and there is a Machlokes Bavli in Yerushalmi, and according to Yerushalmi, something salted with bread, bread becomes a tuffle, and then the Haredim has a kasha. Why did the Rambam pasken like Yerushalmi against the Bavli? But the Mishnah Berurah L'chayr is a big doichik to say that the Mechaber is speaking about Paris Kenusa. Let us continue now with Daf Ayin Amid Aleph. Begins the Gemara. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachman, Shem Rav Yonason, Masnisa, our Mishnah. Ad Shaloi Lomdu Sudas Malachim. Our Mishnah is speaking about where they brought at the beginning, before the meal, as an appetizer, something salted. But that was before they learned the way kings eat. How do kings eat? They don't eat something salted before the meal. They eat something sweet. In fact, they could have a few appetizers before the meal. So when do they eat their salted fish? In the middle of the meal. In the middle of the meal, then of course, no question that then the bread is the ikur and the salted fish is the tuffel. Continues the Gemara. Our Mishnah was speaking about they had not yet learned the method of Sudas Malachim. It's a case where they started before the meal with something salted, so the salt was the ikker. But in a case where they don't make the Maliach ikker, that's not what our Mishnah is speaking about. Let us look in the Charedim. Midik Tani Masnisen on the right hand column. Betchilo, it says the word they fed him the Maliach Betchilo Mashma, the Betchilo Suda come at the beginning of the Suda as an appetizer. Umavin loy oz liftoyat b'neimayim. They're bringing him the appetizer to open up his intestines that his stomach could be able to eat the entire Suda. Lahamshich libel achilo, that he should have a desire to eat more. Avol acher shalom duo oilum der Sudas Malach. But after the world learnt how the kings eat, bimok instead of a salted item at the beginning of the meal, Mavian. Mine Madanim, they bring sweet delicacies, the Hainu, Parparish of the Amazon, the Masis Lil. That's what we learned in the Mishnah before. On Dav Samach Vav Mabez, they used to bring Parparis before the beginning of the meal. Ukiri Amar Parik Bez the Sukkah, Ala Grifus, Amelech, Kama, Parparois, Atamamshech. How many Parparois do you, Agrifus the King, eat before the meal so that you should be Mamshech and have appetite for the entire Suda? So when is our Mishnah speaking about? That's only when they would eat something sharp at the beginning of the meal. Uba Malkum continues the Charedim. Shoysim Samaliach Iker Dafka Kishemavino Selfnei Suda the Havila Hamshich Avul Bemalkum Sheino Samaliach Iker Dahainu Kishadim Oichol Kvoya Kol Sudas a Dag Maliach Upas. But where you're eating the fish in the middle of the meal and you're being Kvoya Yisuda on a salted fish, white fish, salmon, whatever it might be that's salted with bread, vadai pas ikker shahu hamazbia, that's what's satiating you. Vinoitel yodav, he washes his hands, mevarcha moitzi al pas, and he's mevarcha moitzi al pas. So today, where we have sweet things at the beginning of the meal, and we eat the fish in the middle, there, no question, according to the Bavli, according to Shami, according to Halacha, everything that the vada there, the pas is the ikker. Our whole question is, if a person eats an appetizer at the beginning of the meal, and there the Maliach is the Iker. So again, the Yerushalmi makes no mention of Paris Knoiser. The Yerushalmi holds that if you are eating a sharp thing as an appetizer at the beginning of the meal, then the appetizer is the Iker, and you make a brach on it and not on the bread. However, according to the Bavli, the way the Charedim explains, no, we're talking about Paris Knoiser, that either the Paris Knoiser is an ikur to the tuffel of bread, or the salted fish that I am forced to eat to take away the sweetness of the Paris Knoiser, as Tosus learns. So that makes the pas in that case into a tuffel. But if it's not with Paris Knoiser, just salted fish and bread, according to the Bavli, then forget about in the middle of the meal, even at the beginning of the meal, the bread will be the ikker. You have to have Paris Gneiser there to make it that the bread is not the ikker, according to the Bavli. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yirmi B'Shem Rav. Rabbi Yirmi said the name of Rav, Pita Uperor, bread and crumbs. If we look in the Pnei Moshe on the left side, seven lines down, Divrei Maschil, Pita Uperor, Ha Yulafon of Pasu Min Michael Shoyes Mipuria Pas. You had bread and a type of dish that is made from bread crumbs, kigoyim b'shemen, ukiyotzboy, in oil or gravy, ubatul mantar lechem. You don't have recognizable anymore that it is a piece of bread. You would make on it a mezoynes, mevarach al apirur. You make the bracha on these oily bread crumbs, but there is a condition, as we had before by the Maliach and the Pas. B'makom she'einos apir ikur. That's only if the breadcrumbs are the ikur. Ah, b'makom she'einos apir ikur. But if the breadcrumbs are not the ikur, the bread is the ikur. Loi b'dah, that's not when the din is that you make the brach on the pir and that pater is the pas. Again, like the maliach, if it's eaten before the meal, then the pas is tuffel to the maliach, tuffel to the pirer. If it's eaten during the meal, then of course the pas is the ikur and you have to wash and make hamaitzi, and then you pater the pirer. And now we find a third halacha, similar halacha, Rab Simon b'shem Rab Shimon Melachish. Rab Simon said in the name of Rab Shimon Melachish, Shekizmi upita, which the Charedim says, it's a kind of food, the last Charedim before the Mishnah, mine machel d'dama l'maliach upas g'parishna, like we explained before, there's a chilek if the maliach is eaten before the Suda or during the Suda, so too this food, the Shekizmi, if you eat it with bread, oimral Shekizmi, you make the brach on the shikizmi, that's the ikur, and it paters the pas, which is the tuffel, but that's only the magum shayson is a shikizmi ikur, when you make the shikizmi the ikur, which is before the suda, av magum shayson is a shikizmi ikur, when you eat sweet things before, and the shikizmi is during the meal, then it's not the ikur, the pas is the ikur, loy bedah, then we are not discussing that halacha. That's not where the shikizmi is the ikur and you make a brach on it, because adarabah, that's where the pas is the ikur and you make a brach on the pas and it paters the shikizmi. Begins the next Mishnah Locha Ches. Ochel te'enim, the person ate figs, va'anovim and grapes, remoinim and pomegranates. And as we're going to see in the Charedim, Huadin, the other two of the five fruits of the Shivas Haminim, which are zeisim utmorim, olives and dates. On all of the, even though the Mishnah doesn't mention these other two, but of course they are included, if he ate these five different fruits, so we know on chit and saira, on wheat and barley, which are two of the seven special fruits and vegetables that Eretz Yisrael was praised with. So on those two, wheat and barley, the person, after he eats, has to make birchas hamazon, he has to bench. What about if he ate these five fruits? So the Mishnah says that the sheet of Rabbi Gamaliel is mevorach alein, or as the Charedim has the Girsa, mevorach achrein. He makes a bracha after eating these fruits. The bracha rishayin is bar priates. The bracha achrein is sholish brachas. Different Rabbi Gamaliel. Rabbi Gamaliel holds you have to make the three brachas, in other words, the three brachas of benching. The Charedim here says that he's going to repeat what the Rav Bar Tanura, Rav Avadja, explains on the Mishnah. Mefarish Loha Rav Avadja, Vizel Hashanah. And he literally goes through the entire Mishnah quoting the Rav. We will follow in the Derech of the Charedim to go through the Rav here very quickly. So, Vizel Hashanah, Mevarach Achreim, as we mentioned, the Brach Achroina is Shalosh Brachas. The Chol Shehumi Shivas Hamidim, Mevarach Rav Shalosh Brachas. Whatever is from the seven special foods of Eretz Yisrael, you have to bench. The Sirla of the Ram Gamliel, the Vachalto, the Zavot, the Varach, the Lav Alechem, Bavadkoi. Ram Gamliel Sheet is that eating and satiating yourself and then benching is not only like the halacha is, as we'll see further, that it's only on chit and saira, wheat and barley, but it's on all of the shivas hamidim, including the five fruits as well. Ela kol shivas hamidim hamaskorim lil b'parsha, which are mentioned previously in the parsha, and in this pasuk we find a remez to benching with the three brachas. We know that atayva meitiv was in the sack in Yavne, because of the Haruge Beitar, but even when they added the fourth bracha, they still called benching the three original brachas min haTorah. Where do you see three brachas min haTorah? Because it says vachalto is about uvei rachta zubir chazan. Uvei rachta goes on the first bracha of benching, which is hazan es oilam, that Hashem gave sustenance to the world. Then it says alo oretz zubir chazan. This refers to the second bracha of Haaretz, where we speak about Eretz Yisrael. And then it says in the Pasuk, Hatoiva al Oretz Hatoiva Zu Boine Yerushalayim. This refers to the third bracha of building Yerushalayim V'chein Weimer. The pasuk says, Hahor Hatoiva Zeh. This mountain on which Yerushalayim, the base of Mikdash, stand, is called Hatoiv. So when we speak about Haoretz Hatoiva, that refers to the third bracha of benching, which is Bone Yerushalayim. So that's the sheet of Rabbi Gamliel. Back to the Mishnah. V'chachamim, Arim D'chachamim sheet is bracha achas. You only make one bracha. The gears of the Rosh Cirillo and in the Charedim is bracha achas main sholosh brachas. We make one bracha, which is in short form all of these three brachas. We know it as alamichya, or Allah or Al HaGefen. Let us see the Charedim inside the first medium wide line. If he ate any of these five fruits, grapes, figs, pomegranates, olives, and dates, so he makes the bracha of Allah eats while priya eats, the al eretz chemda toiva, and on this precious land of Eretz Yisrael that you gave us. V'chaisim, what's the end of that one bracha? Al eretz v'al haperis, ube Eretz Yisrael, the eight fruits of Eretz Yisrael, chaisim, al eretz v'al perisah, on the land and on its fruits. Ubracha zu atzim v'archal yayin, he makes the same bracha on wine, but he just changes the beginning and the end. Elisha Pesach, boy, instead of Al Eitz Al Priyates, he says Al Gefen, Val Priya Gefen, Val Kaldover and Nas and the Chamish Mini Dog, and anything that's made from the five different types of grains, the Malkum Al Eitz Al Priyates, instead of saying Al Eitz Al Priyates, I'm Al Michya, Val Kakala, Hashem made that which satiates a person of a Chosang, Al Horitz the land, Val Michya. Continues the Mishnah. We already have two shitas. Either you make benching or bracha achas me'ein sholosh. Rabbi Kiva says, afil achol sholosh, even if he ate something very well cooked, as the Charedim says, he's depending on this. This is what he's saying, I'm going to get satiated. We had before that cabbage is very satiating. So he's eating cabbage. I'm hungry. I want to satiate myself, not with bread, but with cabbage. Mevorach alav sholosh brachas. According to Rabbi Kiva, anything that satiates a person, you bench. Says the Charedim, Divrei Maschil Mevorech Sholosh Brachas, which is approximately 10 lines down in the middle lines. Mevorech Sholosh Brachas, V'chaltu Savata, Akol Mai De'achel Koi. It goes, whatever you eat, not just the Shivas meaning, whatever satiates you. What's the halacha like? Says the Charedim, halacha Chachamim, She'em Vorech Sholosh Brachas, El Alechem, you only bench on bread. Val Shivas Aminim, Brachas Mein Sholosh. On the rest of the Shivas Aminim, you make either Al Eitz Al Priya Eitz or Al Gefen Al Priya Gefen on wine. Val Kol Shar Dvorm and anything else that you eat that's not included in the Bracha Achas Mein Sholosh. So you make Bar and Fresh Rabbis of Chesroi and Pirish. We learned this earlier in the Masechta. What does it mean, Chesroi Nam? Kemai Lechem Umayim. She'i Efter Liskayim Beloy Heim. We spoke out that this is a Taisus and Brachas. Taisus explains this Bracha of Al Kol Masha Barasal Achas Mein Nefshachai and Bar and Fresh Rabbis of Chesroi is going on foods. So the chaser, I need bread and water. I can't live without bread and water. That's the chasroinim. However, I'll call ma shabor lachis, but there's a high climber. I'll call ma shabor lachis, and loin nivru, you call my brews this time. Even if they wouldn't have been created, Tais gives an example of an apple. A person could live without an apple. Veloin nivru, why were they created? Kiim, lis anoig ula Tais's taiva. Hashem made certain foods just for pleasure, even though you could live without it. So that is the two parts of this bracha. Umipnei shiyesh bracha zu shtei in yonim. Since there's two things in mentioned, things that I have to eat without it, I can't survive. Other foods which are gishmak, I enjoy eating it, but I could live without it. Therefore, avi bracha rucha, that's considered a long bracha. Upoit seches mebarach, v'chaisemes mebarach. It starts with a bracha, ends with a bracha, because it's a long bracha. It is Rishami, like we learned before in halacha aleph. Shechais mimbo baruch ato Hashem cheyor lamim. However, when we learned the sugya there, we pointed out that the Bavli does not have that you make a bracha at the end, and that's our minig. We only end off by saying, Baruch Hei HaOlamim.
Continues the Mishnah.
Hashayis ma'am l'tzomer. If somebody is drinking water because he's thirsty, Omer shahakol niyav dvaroi. He says that Hashem created everything with his words. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Byron Afashis, Rabbis v'ches roinon. Let us see the Karedim. Hashayis ma'am l'tzomer. This is four lines before it gets very wide. Hashayis ma'am l'tzomer. Dafke. A person drinks water because he wants to swallow something that's stuck in his throat, or a person's taking water in order to take medicine, then he doesn't make a bracha. Which bracha do you make when you're thirsty? You make shakal. Now we have the Girsa here, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Baruch Nefesh Rabbis, in the Bavli, and in the Rosh Cirillo, in the first left-hand column in the bottom, first line, he says, Umayim L'Rab Tarfon. And also in the Chredim right here, we see his Girsa is not Rabbi Yehuda, but Rab Tarfon. Rab Tarfon Oimer, Baruch Nefesh, Mevarach, he makes this bracha before he drinks water. The ain alach grab tarfin. The alach is not grab tarfin. Ella lifnei emivar shahakol ulachreim bayrei nefashes rabbis ad kan lishaynai. Of who? Of the Rav. The Rav Bar Tanura, Rabbi Avadia. Here the Charedim quotes word for word the Pirush of Rabbi Avadia Bar Tanura on this Mishnah. And now he ends off until here are the words of Rav Avadia. That we paskin lalocha, that you make shahakol to start the bracha when you're thirsty, not for other reasons. And you end off with Byron of Farshas. Yehuda or Rab Tarfon, as we mentioned, holds you start with Byron of Farshas. No, we paskin you start shahakol, you end off with Byron of Farshas.
Begins the Gemara, Rab Simon said in the name of Rav Tadoi Bishem Rab Yeshua, Ochel b'mizrach shaltein, if somebody ate on the east side of a fig tree, ubo lechol b'marovo, and then he wanted to eat on the west side of the fig tree. Tzorech levorach, he has to make a new bracha. He cannot see from one side of the fig tree to the other, and it's not in an enclosed environment, and therefore he has to make a new bracha. Explains the Charedim because of shinui makayim. This Charedim is the second wide line at the bottom. V'loy domi l'shini makom v'bayis echad b'pina l'pina t'havi abayis mitzarf kol abayis v'cheshiva k'makom echad. So the Charedim says that this is not comparable to someone in one house. He makes a bracha in one corner of a large room, for example, and from that corner he cannot see the other corner. And then he goes to the other corner and wants to continue eating there. The halacha is that's one place. He doesn't have to make a new bracha. Kach nir medivrei Rambam. There it's an enclosed place. Even though he doesn't see from one corner to the other, it's all considered one place, and the bracha he made in the beginning is good for the other corner as well. Ma'ashen came over here where he cannot see the other place on the other side of this large tree. Plus, it's not enclosed. Therefore, it's shinui makom, and he has to make a new bracha. Continues the Gemara. Abba Barav Chuna Omar, Abba Barav Chuna said, and there are various girsois here and various pshatim in the Rishonim, we will learn according to Tosfos in Psachim, Daf Kuf Aleph Amid Aleph, Divrei Hamaschel Shinuyai in the last Tosfos there in Psachim on Kuf Aleph Amid Aleph. So first of all, we have the Girsa here, Yayin Yashin Yayin Chadosh. If we look in the Shinui Neschois, in Ois Vav, we will see he's Gairis Yayin Chadosh Yayin Yashin. And that's the way the Rosh Cirillo is Gairis. The Charedim brings down that this was the Girsa of the Hagois Maimini in the name of the Rav Yah. And also it is the Rosh's Girsa. However, those Rishonim say that our Gemara is speaking about the Baruch of Bayer Priya Goffin, and we are going to learn, according to Taisus and Psachim, that we're speaking about the Baruch of Atoiv Vahametiv, which the halachas of Atoiv and Hametiv are found in Simon Kuf Ayin Hei in Shulchan Aruch. And this Tosfos, the way Tosfos learns the Gemara here, is the yesod for that entire siman. The halachas are complex exactly when you make the bracha v'atoy v'ametiv. But it follows the yesod that Tosfos tells us is the pshat in this Gemara. Let us just speak out that hatov v'ametiv, number one, it's only said when you're drinking with company, because Hatov means Hashem did good for me, Vametiv, and he did good for others. So you have to be drinking in company. The idea of Hatov Vametiv, the Meforshim explain, is that since wine can lead a person to levity, and we don't want that to happen, so therefore the Chachamim made the bracha Hatov Vametiv, which is like what we say in benching in the fourth bracha that Chazal added because of the Haruge Beitar. Their corpses did not disintegrate when they were lying on the fields for a long time, Hatov, and Vametiv, that they were brought Lekvura, as the Gemara in Brachas tells us. The reason we say this bracha on wine is to remind us of the Haruge Beitar, of the Yom HaMisa. We don't want the person to drink too much, to become intoxicated, which can lead to levity, which can lead to a person committing bad averus, and therefore, we remind them, Atayv Amet, to remember Yom HaMisa. So, again, the girsa here is Yayin Chodosh Yayin Yoshan. He's starting off with a wine where the vintage is recent, and he's then going to a wine which has an older vintage and is a better wine. So the halach is, the way Tosfos learns like a more, it's Tzarech Levorach, he has to make the bracha of Hatov Vametiv, as we turn to Daf Ayin Amud Beis. Shinui Yayin Ain't Tzarech Levorach. However, if he just changes wine, and the Pnei Moshe tells us in the upper right-hand column, first line, Ushneim min hayoshen min hachadosh. Here, the way the Pnei Moshe is learning, they're both just as old or just as new, and it's just from one wine to the other, you don't have to make a bracha. We'll soon see how Tosfos in Pesachah will learn this line of Gemara, but let us first finish the sugya with the story of Rebbe. Continues the Gemara, Shinui Makom, a person changes his place. Tzarech Levorach, he has to make a new bracha in the second place. Hisia Daitoi, Hisia is like Hisiach Daitoi, with a ches. Kimi Shehu Shinui Makom, that is the same. If a person wanted to stop drinking, and then he decided that he would drink, so that's like Shinui Makom, and he has to make a new bracha. Now the Gemara relates the story of Rebbe. Rebbe, I'll call Chavis v'Chavis, Shehayu Paseach. Rebbe was a very rich man. He had many barrels of wines in his cellar where he kept the wines. And on every barrel that he would open, he would make a bracha. Uma hoya oimer. And what did Rebbe say? What was the bracha that he made on each barrel? So Rabbi Yitzchak Ruba b'shem Rebbe, the great Rabbi Yitzchak, in the name of Rebbe, says that it was Baruch Hatoiv v'hametiv. So Tosfos in Pesachim learns the sugya as follows. First, Tosfos wants to say that Rebbe is mechulik on what we learned at the beginning of the sugya from Abba Bar Rav Chunna. Abba Bar Rav Chunna said, it seems, the way Tosfos learns, that only Yayin Chodosh Yayin Yoshin, only if you're going to better wine, that's when you make Hatov Vametiv. But what about Shinui Yayin, learns Tosfos Pshat, if it's not, you don't know that it's better wine. Stum. It's two wines that you don't know which one's better than the other. Then Ein Tzarech Levorach, then you would not make Hatov Vametiv. Certainly, if you went from Tav Labish, you went from old wine to new wine, you're going from good to bad, you certainly would not make Hatov Vametiv. Says Tosfos, it would seem that Rebbe is arguing, because obviously it cannot be that on every barrel he made a Hatov Vametiv, because each barrel that he opened up was better than the one before. Elamai, he made it always. He made it even, Tosfos entertains the thought, Rebbe made it even from good to bad. Why would he say Hatov Vametiv if you're going from good to bad? The answer is the way the Dvar Shmuel learns the Tosfos there, and Tosfos himself, we see, uses the Swara, because the fact that I have a variety of wines to choose from, even if the one I drank before is better, and now I'm taking a worse one, but I have joy from the fact that I have a variety of wines. That itself is reason to say Hatoiva Meita. So at first glance, Tosfos says, we have a machloikis between Abba Bar Rav Chuna and the Rebbe. Abba Bar Rav Chuna held you could only make Hatoiva Meita from bad to good, and Rebbe went to the other extreme. He says even from good to bad you can make because you have a variety of wines. Abba Bar Rav Chuna held that you can only make from bad to good. What about the Svara that you have a variety of wines? No, that joy is tempered if I'm going from good to bad, as the Dvar Shmuel explains. So he held that you don't make Hatoiva Meita on good to bad. However, Rebbe held the variety of wines is a reason enough to make Hatoiva Meita. This is l'chaira, the way Tosfos understood the machlokas here. But then Tosfos says, we don't have to say there's a machlokas. We can say that Rebbe and Abba Bar Rav Chuna hold the same thing. And Rebbe, the case of Rebbe was that he didn't know what he had in the barrels. He didn't know for sure that the one he's going to drink now is worse. So in that situation, Rebbe felt that since I have a variety of wines, and I don't know for sure that I'm going from good to bad, therefore I'm going to make Hatoiva Meitiv. If I would know that I would go from good to bad, then I would not make Hatoiva Meitiv. But Bistam, where I don't know, then Rebbe held, you do make Hatoiva Meitiv. And what Tosfos seems to be saying is that Abba Bar Rav Chuna would hold the same thing. So why did Abba Bar Rav Chuna say only the Girsa of Tosfos, who also has the same Girsa as the Rosh and the Rav Yah that we mentioned before, that Gois Maimini, the Chredin, the Rosh Cirillo, that it's not Yayin Yoshin, Yayin Chodesh like we have in the Gemara, but it's Yayin Chodesh, Yayin Yoshin. So why did Abba Bar Rav Chuna only say Yayin Chodesh and then he drank Yayin Yoshin, which is better if you're telling me even by Stama? So the answer is Yayin Chodesh, Yayin Yoshin is to exclude the opposite of Yayin Yoshin, Yayin Chodesh, only if you're going from good to bad. But if it's Stam, you're not Makir, you don't know, then Abba Bar Rav Chuna would hold like Rebbe that you would make Hatoiva Meitiv. And then Tosfos says that, well, I'll go a step further. I would say that even if it's going from good to bad, you would make Hatoiva Meitiv because of the variety of wines. When would you not make Hatoiva Meitiv? Only if it's so bad. Tosfos' expression is that the Achron, the one you're drinking second, is Ra B'Yoyser. It's very bad. And She'ein Yechoyel L'Shtoyse Elami Doichik. It's only like a last resort to drink this wine. It's so bad. That's the only case you would not make Hatoiva Meitiv. Anything else, whether it's good to bad, whether it's Stam, any other cases Hatoiva Meitiv, the only case that it's not is from good to bad, where the bad is so bad that you can only drink it b'doichik. So this is how Tosfos comes out, and on this, the end of Tosfos is the way the halacha paskins in Simen Kuf Ayin Hey, based on this last pshat of Tosfos. The only thing that we have to explain is according to the end of Tosfos, the way the Shulchan Aruch goes, how do we understand the line on the beginning of Ayin Amid Bey? Shinu Yayin Ein Tzarich Levarach. You're telling me that you always make Hatoiva Meitiv. So either we'll learn that Shinu Yayin Ein Tzarich Levarach is going from good to bad, the way Tosfos first said, or Shinu Yayin Ein Tzarich Levarach, it's going from good to bad, and it's Rabbi Yoiser. Or there's a Girsa here in the Shinin Neschoyes, Ois Aleph, Ein Tzarich Levarach Boi Rei Pri Agafen, Ela Toiva Meitiv. So if Tosfos had that Girsa, So that would explain it also, that the only time that the Gemara is saying Shini Yain Ein Tzarech Levarach, that's speaking about Bar Pirag Ofen. As far as a Toiva Meitiv, you would make. Because the way Tosis comes out, it's only if it's Rabbi Yosef you wouldn't make. Any other situation, you would make. Just one final thought on the Baruch of a Toiva Meitiv. The halachas are complex. If a person wants to know exactly what the din is, he should look in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Ayin Hey, to learn those halachas. But one interesting thing we find in the Dirshu, Mishnah Brewer brings down in Siman Kuf Ayin Hey, in Ois 8, they bring the Shas and Shuvas Minchas Yitzchak, Chelek Tes, Siman Yud Dalet, in the name of the Torah Chaim, that when do you make this bracha Toiva Meitiv? That's only when it was brought about by the wine itself. However, if the only way it was a wine is through chemicals, through added ingredients, through the processing method, that enhanced the wine, that would not be a wine
that would obligate the drinker to make a hatov v'hameitiv.
Continues the Gemara on the Mishnah. Hashreis amayim l'tzami. The Mishnah stated that if somebody drinks water when he's thirsty, oimer boro shako nibdvori. So the Mishnah seems to indicate that it's excluding something. Only if you drink water when you're thirsty do you make a shako. What are we excluding? I'm Rabbi Yoina. Rabbi Yoina said, chutz, what we are excluding is mimei dekorim. There are piercing waters that are drunk for their therapeutic value, and when a person is drinking l'refua, he does not make a shakel. He is not thirsty. He's only drinking it for refua. No bruch is made. Om Rabbi Yossi, said Rabbi Yossi, ulchol Mayim shoots amilahen. So Rabbi Yossi says, according to the Pnei Moshe, Divrei Masul Chol Mayim, seven lines before the end of the Pnei Moshe on this Perek, says the Pnei Moshe, Im tzamehu lishtais mevarch al kol mayim vafilahem l'refua. If a person has two reasons why he's drinking, one is a refua, this water cleansed out the system, and one is because he's thirsty also. So then he does make a bracha of shahakol ni'abedvori. That's what Rabbi Yossi is saying. Ulechol ma'im shehu tzamilem. If you have any tzimoin, if you're thirsty and you're drinking it, even if you have another intention as well, for refua, you still make shahakol. On this, Rav Avin will argue. Of Rav Avin, hashoysim made the korim ha'oimer, and the Rav Yos says that Rav Avin is going on the case of where he's drinking both for thirst and for refua. What bracha does he make? He makes the bracha, Baruch Shebora Mei Refuos. His svara is that once the thirst is mechayiv him to make a bracha, the fact that he's also drinking it for therapeutic value, at this time, let him thank Hashem that he made water, a certain water which will be therapeutic, which will cure the person. So he doesn't make the standard shahakol. If he wouldn't be thirsty, he wouldn't make any bracha. But since he's thirsty, he's chayvin a bracha. At that point, what bracha? It's not shahakol. According to Rav Avin, it's shebora mei refuos. And on this, Rabbi Yossi argued, he held that any water that you're thirsty, even therapeutic waters, you have to make a bracha. Which bracha? The regular bracha of shahakol ni'abedvori. Istanoi, there were Tanoim who taught the text that we find in the Gemara from the Mishnayos, from the Brises, is Tanoi Tani made the Korim. There were some who were goyrus in this whole sugi here, what we had originally made the Korim, the piercing waters. We'll soon see what the waters pierced. The is Tanoi, and there were those who learned Tani made the Kolim, palm. From the palms, man demar, the one who said made the karim shein doikrin esamora, they pierce through the bile of the gallbladder. Man demar made the kolim, the one who was garbus made the kolim. It was also therapeutic waters that came from in between two palm trees. Shein yaitzim ibein shnei the kolim, they came out from two palm trees. The Rosh Cerulean brings down that he believes that
the Gemara here is referring to a Mishnah in Machshirin, which discusses waters that came from a spring that was amongst the palm trees in Tveria. And they were very therapeutic. So it's the idea here is the same thing, that he's drinking water for therapeutic value. He is thirsty. He's not thirsty for the water. So whether it's dekalim or dekarim, it's the same thing. But there was a machloikis here, different girses, whether it's dekarim piercing the bile of the gallbladder, or whether it was dekalim that the special water came from amongst the palm trees in Tveria. And with this, we have completed Perek Ketzad Mevorchen, Hadron Aloch Ketzad Mevorchen, Hadron Aloch Ketzad Mevorchen, Hadron Aloch Ketzad Mevorchen. In the next year, we will begin the new Perek of Shloisha She'ochlu Ka'achas, which discusses the Inyan of Zimun by Birchas Hamazon.